American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Middle of the 4 o'clock hour, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, old school crew. I have confirmation. 84th and Havelock. Mercado is in full effect. Open 10 to 6 p.m. is the soft opening. That means it's going to be hard open when I get down there and start just doing work.
You mean Old Cheney?
Old Cheney. Yeah. Old Cheney. My bad. Old Cheney. Yeah. Now I got four things to say. Racking my brain, man. I don't have any brain cells left. But they in the hood, though, DP. You know who's going to be there at 10:01? Me. Open up. Open sesame. Let me see what you got in there.
We know it's going to be good. We just don't know what other little side items they're going to throw in there. All right, they're going to give you the business.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the quality standard, all the cuts, all the meat. But then they're going to go, hey, Jay, we had something.
I'm going to become real friends or good friends with my man back there. Yeah. So we can kind of.
Like, we added something. Like,
to an understanding.
Yeah. You
know, what's this foreman for?
Like, we got to get some spices in there, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Austin? We got to get some rubs in there.
Jay Foreman seasons his meat.
Yeah.
Well, but it needs to be the foreman flavor pack.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We need to do something. Right? I've been trying to get Jake to work on that. He's
slacking. Yeah. Bro. He's slacking. You can't be surprised by any of that, right?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. You got to walk. Hey, sun's out. Sun's out on O Street.
What did they say? Zoinks?
Sun's out.
Wasn't that from Scooby Doo?
Yeah.
Zoinks?
Sun's out.
Anyways, what's out, man? We got.
This, ma'am?
We call Madam's Well or whatever. Yeah. The Huskers. Who's gonna jump out there and have a surprise good season?
I got one from all three phases of the ball. Special teams. Give me Jacob Hole at kicker over Alvano.
Dang, calling my shot now. You're going to upset city.
Fired the man.
Calling my shot now.
Just fired the man.
And then I got a couple of JBs. One on offense, one on defense. Ja'Cory Barney Jr. and then Jamari Butler. I think he's the third most talked about of the three presumed starting defensive linemen. Really good year last year. Added weight. I'm expecting big things.
I like that. I think who's going to pay a big dividends this year might not be in the stat sheet, but I think he's going to be a Swiss Army knife, and he wears the best number ever created on offense. Both of them. Actually, offense and defense. Van Poppel on defense. He just doesn't even look like a true sophomore. And they got my man, was it Lindemeyer, on offense. I think what he does and what he provides, especially with some injuries, he's big enough and he's a really good inline blocker, but he's quick enough to really reset the edge. And he can play like traditional tight end and run better in the slot. And he's got some pretty good hands. I like that dude, man.
I in my head, Borkature has to have a year better than we even dream.
He was my second choice.
Like Borkature, because he's, from all reports, he's a better than advertised pass receiver. We know that in the run game he's a factor, but it, to me, having him on the field more, even if it's in a two tight end set, that he becomes he's gonna be able to sneak open and help Rayola.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna be a big target, short space. He's not going to average, 20 yards a catch, but he's going to move the chain enough times that people get frustrated and then start to do sloppy things on the other side.
Yeah, it's kind of like back in the day you had Mark Bavaro and Zeke Moat.
Yeah, and you pick your poison.
Yeah,
you pick your
Zeke Moat, boy, yeah. 84.
Yeah, Donnie Warren and Clint Didier. Ends up with two TDs. You worried about the hammer, and Didier just sneaking out the back end, for that kind of work. I mean, and his teammates love him. which tells me a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he's got out of the mud. He walked on.
Yeah,
built his body up, and I was assuming built his confidence up. I mean, he's a true Big Ten tight end. And let's not forget, if Jeff Sims threw that ball to him last year,
different conversation.
It's a different. And my man was wide open.
Different conversation.
And he like six, ain't he like 6'6" or something?
Yeah, he's bigger than expected. And the other side, we keep forgetting about Malcolm Hartzog. And I think that he, from a playmaker standpoint, has the ability to make plays on just ball tracking.
Yeah.
Right. Take less of the burden of the beat down, run game beat down, and allow him to be a ball tracker, which is something he can do. And then the players that I've talked to have really talked about the guys up front. Like they really expect the big boys to have a better year up front defensively. So, yeah, I'm not sure what to say with the offensive line. I know I don't know what to say about the running game. Don't know what we're going to get. But it seems like they like the tight end position. And that Hartzog is giving them some of that verbal leadership that he sees things well. Not that he's going to make every play, but he strikes me as a guy that's going to make some big plays.
So you like safety for him more than corner?
Well, I mean, I just think in nickel packages, he's actually a playmaker that he can jump things that he sees.
I've been saying Kenny Moore all along for him.
Yeah, to be able to just jump routes, ball track, you're wild.
This dude think everything start and stop in Indianapolis and Duke.
Well, I mean, you know, I appreciate the
commitment to the bit.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, you committed to them damn Colts.
I
we're gonna see after week one. When we dig off in there.
Can't wait.
He gave a scouting report on the cheerleaders doing punt returns. He gave a full breakdown. Austin gave a full breakdown.
Oh, the Colts.
The Colts cheerleaders did a video. Like, how many of the cheerleaders can catch punt? You know,
not
punt,
many.
Punt of football.
They did.
And,
not many.
And
the enthusiasm Austin, was there. The technique was not.
Austin, many. Yeah, he was critical.
There's a lot of this going on.
Yeah.
They ain't even train them up. They didn't coach
them
up.
There's a lot of thumbs together business going on.
Lucky they ain't getting hit in the face.
Yeah, a lot of thumbs together business
did.
Going on.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. Some of like you were cringing. You one eye open, kind of hoping it was
looking the other way.
Yeah, and then surprise because the ones you thought were going to make the play didn't, and the ones
feet were a little too happy too. They didn't post up and catch it. There's a lot of tippy tapping.
Oh yeah, they're dancers. You could tell they were dancers. So
you know, I think with the offensive line, I think they played better last year than people expected. I think everybody wants them to make another step. They get some continuity, get guys going. You probably got to play a couple young guys that you probably didn't forecast. But hey, man, opportunity of a lifetime is there. I've been in that position, man, where you go from redshirt to potentially, I mean, obviously, you know, Gunnar Gatula, I'm talking about, go from redshirt. That means you hadn't played a really meaningful game since high school playoffs. And then you practice a whole year. And obviously, he came out of high school as, you know, big kid, big athletic kid. You know, he was a good basketball player, actually, when he played varsity at Southeast. And then you go from not showing up, not thinking that you're going to start or play minimal, and you got an opportunity here to do something that doesn't happen a lot in college. If you and obviously, if he takes advantage of the opportunity and forces his way into on the playing field, whether it's starting or rotational, then next thing you know, man, you're going to be a guy that they have to count on here in the future.
Man named Ashley says James Williams on the defensive line.
Sack man.
Yeah.
Sack man. He's
doing... like, he's, you know what he, you know who he is? He's the Caucasian version of Simeon Rice.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. Now, he's not Simeon Rice, but when you saw Simeon Rice out there, my man looked like he had no muscles. He was just straight like a prey mantis out there. But next thing you know, he's just living in your backfield.
My dude,
and get pass rush.
My dude in Texas called him JWY. He said he's not JJ, he's not TJ. He's a lighter version.
Yeah,
he's really a lighter version. It's just that he's got some of that ball track, some of that playmaker track.
Some guys just are naturally gifted at, you know, they got something that just is natural, right? Where you think
he's got the motor.
He's got the motor, but like
6'6", wingspan.
Generally, guys that can naturally rush the passer, they have a good get off, or have or they're quick or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're just walk around. That's just who they are.
They actually called him Kevin Green Jr.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He ain't that crazy.
Well, not yet. Kevin Green wasn't that crazy at Auburn. It's when he got to the league that he figured out he was a little bit different.
Or he just needs to be the best James Williams that could be, and he showed up last year at times, and everybody's going to be called upon. The best pass rushing teams of all time, and this goes from way back in the day to, you know, obviously now or more recent. Whether it's Georgia, Alabama, the Clemson teams when they were really smoking, and Ohio State when their defense was really good, is that you have depth of pass rushers. Depth. You got to think, Ohio State at one point in time, now I'll never forget listening to it listening to one of their games. Chase Young was a backup.
Actually, he was number three.
And he was a backup to either Bosa or the other guy. And they say, this dude right here is going to be better than the dudes that are going. And he, you know, they went, you know, top 10 in the draft. So you have to have depth. Whether depth could come in if somebody gets dinged up or hurt, or depth based on there's some things that some guys do in a certain schematic scheme better than others. So when you're called upon, or if they, you know, when Bo Pelini had his, what was that, peso thing or whatever?
4-2-5 peso.
Peso. And they were trying to, you know, they were working the back end and really doing that. Well, that's based on Pierre Allen Sr. and Barry Turner and House of Spears and all those guys, you know, doing their thing. And Jared Crick and all those guys where they were getting upfield and doing it. Then you had Steinkuhler came in. You had some other guys that came in. You even had Eric Martin 1 year who went from linebacker to defensive end and had 8 tackles, parlayed that into a pretty good NFL career. So, you know, you need 6, 7, 8 guys. You'd like to have 10.
Well, I mean, the missing part is that for pass rushers, your offense has to get you ahead.
Yeah.
Your offense has to get you ahead.
Yeah.
If you're playing from behind, that is not where you want to be. If you're in a meat grinder situation, that's not going to help you as a playmaker. You're going to stand over on the sideline because it's always going to be 3rd and 2.
Yeah.
Like it's always going to be 3rd and 2. And then if they're packaging this high tempo offense every 12 plays, you don't have time to get people on the you don't have time to get specials. Yeah.
What is it after first down they get to do it, right? It's an automatic sub, right?
Clock doesn't stop.
If the offense subs, you get the sub.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And so they've
got a thing called a minor back. Flanker. Yeah. Basically flanker.
Yeah.
That they move around and put in different places. Kind of change the balance of the field, change leverage. They'll go extra in the backfield. They can put them in motion to change and to help identify defenses. So they don't allow defenses to substitute.
Yeah. DP, that's fine. But here's what people don't understand about running a whole bunch of plays. Offense is going to get tired too. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing when you go against these high, you know, up-tempo teams or high volume, you know, play team or run play is like you said, communication, execution, and making sure everybody's on the same page. Because it doesn't matter if you put them in the backfield in the dot position, offset, motion them to either one of those positions, or motion him out from the dot or offset position. At the end of the day, the routes and the concepts are going to be what they're going to be based on the information. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I mentioned Hartzog, especially in that situation, that he can shadow from the safety spot a little bit easier than he can as a starting corner or as a nickel. I think there's some advantage in that. Look, they UTEP is preaching out loud. We're going to be the best condition team on the field in Lincoln. And that's the thing. Like, that's the thing you're going to hang your hat on and give the players to work for.
I think the Houston Texans hung their hat on that back in the day, too.
Oh, well, I think it's a little.
And we got hung up.
There's a thing, right, that if you know what you're good. And there is some tracking. You can go back and look at Austin Peay. You can go back and look at Austin Peay.
But UTEP has zero talent, though. They are hot garbage.
Well, he pulled some of that Austin Peay talent. And the guys who did what they did, it's no different. I mean, look, they're on par with James Madison, who's the top 25 team. So, yeah. And they pulled 9 transfers straight from that playoff Austin Peay team.
Yeah.
And they're all playmakers. So, yeah, it's not going to be Nebraska talent.
Yeah.
But I mean, but they can provide. It's enough, yeah.
Every team that you play is going to provide a challenge. The biggest thing is is whatever you make the challenge to be. If you make it a huge challenge, it's because of something that it's like punching yourself in the face, and you know you're going to box somebody. You know you have to communicate well. You got to understand concepts. You got to understand the why, and you got to understand where they're trying to attack you. And then also you got to have the big guys up front get there and get them off or off kilter or out of rhythm. You got to tackle well. You got to be focused. And, and then obviously it's a 3-part game. You got to have an offense that can establish a conventional run game or run game, be able to eat up the clock, which then would put more pressure on them to execute this high tempo offense, which then will lead to more opportunities, scoring opportunities for the offense, which then will lead to, like DP said, more sacks and stuff. So it's kind of all kind of goes together.
How much credibility do you give to the simulations? So the college football 25 simulation sort of stuff.
I mean the video game?
Yeah, like they've done several simulations, but the latest one that popped up today was they did UTEP versus Nebraska.
And what was the simulation?
It wasn't good.
UTEP upset Nebraska.
It wasn't good. Let me just say that they were up 17-0, and then Nebraska battled back, got the lead, and then it went into overtime, 31 apiece.
And really?
And then
UTEP's that good? You know what? On the porcelain throne, I need to study them again.
Again, the preview will tell you that the 3 skill position players that he brought from Austin Peay are great catch and finish guys. Like, they're playmakers. They're not, hey, I'm not going to catch it and go to the ground kind of guys. They've got a solid run game. They don't know who their quarterback is. That's the real thing that gives me great hope, is that they literally bought 6 quarterbacks in the camp and said, meh.
You know, I think
somebody win the job, and the job wasn't won as of Monday.
You know, I think is when you play teams like this, and the first game is always the hardest, I think the most important thing is we got to focus on, you know, I got focused on Jay Foreman. DP's got to focus on DP, and Austin's got to focus on himself. So our linebacker room and our defense and everything that we're trying to do, we have to focus on ourselves, because the most important thing is if we handle our business, which is the most important business, it doesn't matter who he brought from Austin Peay. And that's not downplaying UTEP, but that's with every single game, and especially this one, right? Because you got to expect for the first quarter and a half, you're going to get the best version of UTEP than you could ever see, because they've been able to scheme, practice, and do everything. Then you got to take them to what I like to call a reality check. That means it's my job to start tearing your butt up right now.
And then
we're going to finish you off. So we'll see. There's a lot more time.
Here's the best part. What happens on a simulation? Online, on like YouTube, Husker fans show up. And the comments.
They ain't working?
The comments are so extremely typical of Nebraska fans.
Yeah, that's funny, man. I don't get into the simulations or anything. I don't really.
I'll tell you, I'm not a simulation guy. Yeah. I don't live that way. But it came across the feed. So I said, okay, let me go ahead and watch it. I literally wrote down on a piece of paper 38-13. Like, I wrote, that's what I wrote down.
I think, you know, I think they'll be Nebraska, it'll be fine, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We got Upside Bar and Lounge coming in. He got another UFC fight. Stylebender's coming back. First time that he's ever been able to fight healthy. I forgot of it. Since 2018, man, that dude got some heart. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from JELD-WEN. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all JELD-WEN windows today. View our entire selection of JELD-WEN windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tricolor variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.